This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Okay.
Wow. We are about Kengogo to speak with Gracious Grace on the line. Grace, can you hear us on the line?
Yes, man of God, I can hear you.
Wow.
Amen.
We welcome you in this wonderful show called Sunday Rap. And we can't wait to hear from you. And even though Sigbambe on the line, we wish Doba you were here a studio, but nonetheless, we are most definitely sure that you will be coming to studio very soon. I would want you, therefore, to greet Abaphulaphuli who are listening to you right now.
Whoa, thank you, man of God. Thank you, Budlungelo. Ngiyababulisa bonke, I want to greet all abalandeli baka Cape Pulpit ngegama elihle lika Yesu Kristu umnatha waseNazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Lo othethayo nguGracious Grace. Yes. Currently ndilapha at Parklands, but originally from Newtonage.
Okay.
Okubalulekileyo ke nqeku that I am a born again Christian.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. See, yakwamkela ke apha enqubeni. As I've said, ukuthi this is a Sunday Rap show. Ebhexeshwa ke ngulungelo. Sikubamba ke kwixesha apho we normally dedicate this time to our gospel artist. I'm definitely sure you are a gospel artist. So ngoku ndifuna ke ukunika this opportunity and tell us, Oguti, when did you start singing a gospel? When did you see indoba ulesakhono sokuba ube imvumi yezokholo?
Enkosi kakhulu. I started singing. Yes, I am a gospel artist. I'm not actually a gospel artist, just a gospel. I'm a worshiper.
Okay.
I'm a worshiper. Amen.
Mm.
And I started singing at a very, very, very early age. Where I sang in my father's congregation. My father was a pastor. So at a very early age, around the 7 in the Sunday school, all that. So as I grew, I loved music. I entered something like Abushel Reuki Frame that time. Yes. So I used to Lingisa, Mam Rebecca, those are the people that I look up to. So around 1999, before millennium, we call it millennium now.
Yeah.
So I was that bonwa gomnye ubut, who became my sister's husband, who was a mayor in Port Elizabeth, but now he's no more. He's the one that discovered the talent in me, although I knew how to sing, but then I didn't have I never went to any record studio. So I started to sing firstly as a lead singer of the group called that was well known in Eastern Cape, where I used to share stages with there used to be Stars of Tomorrow then, Youth Mission, Lord Comforters, all of them. They were not yet popular like they are now, like they are singles. Then they used to be a group. So with that, I was among those big groups that time. So then I think 2000, then I recorded a full album. But I didn't really had a chance now, being me, Nolu Babalo. I used my native name, Babalo. Mm. Then I didn't really had much, because that time I got married, everything was fast. You know, I couldn't really go far about my music. Although I in that album, I worked with the producers, as the producers of Felix Wake, now also Unolundu, Usia Shekan, Sabonga Shekan.
Yeah.
He's the one from my choir group till then, my single. He's been my producer. He has worked with the Abo Zod, Abo Felix Wake, Abo Tatu Gomfa, the one who just passed. Yes, he was my producer as well.
Okay.
So in this music, I've worked with Abandu Abafana, no Peter Mukwena. They were Pure Magic then. And then I worked with them. I went to Joburg. And then I went with the Pure Magic. I went with Abo Sisotwa, Tweku. I went with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
But because, you know, when you get married, not everything you can be able to do it as you want. Mm. Some things you just have to, you know. So I never, I would say my husband, he never really allowed me to go forward with my music.
Okay.
So, yes. So again, I think it was, I think 2018 or 2017 now then, I was no longer with my husband, separated with my husband.
Okay.
Then I went, I came to the studio, and then I made two singles.
Okay.
That says Lina Mandla, and Lina Mandla, and Lo Ungabonwayo, Nalili Sikole Nyama.
Okay.
I sang that song. When I wrote that song, I'm a writer as well. When I wrote that song, my life was in a bad situation that time. I was losing everything, and losing marriage, losing everything.
Mm.
But I knew that there's a God in heaven that we know one cannot see. There's a God in heaven that knows our situation, our pain. So, yes. And same producer, it was Siyabonga Shekani.
Okay.
Then when I did my first ones, I went to Joburg, but this time he came to me in Cape Town, and then he came and record me here in Cape Town.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Wow.
So yes. So after everything that I've said that happened, so I was attacked. I would say, enemy. I got attacked. So to the point of losing my leg.
Mm.
There's a lot of things that were happening in my life to the point I lost my leg due to witchcraft and everything that you can say. Mona, Hedi Bekelo, and all those things, to the point that I lost my leg. But even so, Brother Lungelo, that never stopped me. Me losing my leg never stopped me. You know, after I came from death, because I was about to die, I was like in the mouth of the grave. So after then, I went straight. When I just wake up, I came back. Before I got this accident, I was from Angola, even there for ministry, for singing. So unfortunately, I didn't come back in 2020. That's when I got this sickness, and then I lost my leg.
Okay.
But even then, that, like I said, that didn't stop me. When I had a chance to come back to Cape Town, the first I went to was to go to the recording studio and record a song. The song that says, "Oh glorious God, we worship you." Even in this mist, even in my one leg, I still say you are God. You are a glorious God. you know. So that's my walk in this journey. I am a worshiper, and now after everything that have happened in my life, I now understand the purpose of me. I now understand the purpose of my pain. Hence, I say now, even though Lord, you are still God, you are still oh glorious God, I give you all the praise. I lay my my crown and worship you.
Yeah.
So for me, giving him all the glory, irrespective of what was happening to me, but I still had to give him all the glory and honor so that people may understand that he is God. Irrespective.
No, I hear you. And what a story to tell.
Amen.
You can see, Uguti, the Lord that you can share in connection with your walk with God, and you have seen Otito intervening in your life in an amazing way. We bless God for that. That's why all things work together for good for all those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And you've already answered two questions that I was about to ask. Nonetheless, I just want us now to zoom in because of time. I think we're left with 3 minutes. I just want you to give us, Ilanduga, the title of your album and Jasenje, the title of your album and Abapula Pulibako, all your followers. What can they expect in this year? Is there something that is probably that you are cooking, or is there something that you are going to release Gulonyaga, or you are trusting God for Ilanduga a permission to release Lengoma that you haven't released yet?
Definitely, man of God. Definitely. There is something cooking up. And like now, just after like now Feb, I forgot to mention to you that I also work with the likes of Umapule from Spirit of Praise. She'll be doing her live recording on the 24th of Feb in Montechu Gardens. So I'll be singing there as well. And after this a live recording, yes, we will be in studio and doing the single that is going to come. That single, it will be carrying fire. It will be carrying hope. Wow. It will be carrying healing, you know. I'm telling you.
Wow. Oh, definitely, Abapulapuli, your followers, they should be in anticipation of something that will blow their mind, that will change their mind for good. And yes.
No, it's 5 minutes of God. I will talk. You can talk.
I was about to say, now that you are here, Lapa, on Radio K Pulpit, there might be pastors who are listening. There might be people who are having events, other gospel artists listening to you, who might feel Indoba, they want Mhlambi to invite you. If they are coming into that decision of inviting you, how can they access you? And if a corner ama email that you email address and as well ne contact details so that they can contact you in an event where they need your services.
Amen. Yes, man of God. Anyone, everyone can invite me. I'm available for the things of God. And you can find me in all social media. You can find me in Facebook, Gracious Grace. You find me on YouTube, Gracious Grace. Instagram, Gracious Grace. TikTok, Gracious Grace. You can find me there. And I always believe that God will never allow me to go through what I go through for me to sit with it and do nothing about it. It was not for me. It is for someone there that was once in where I was. Today, God, today I'm full of joy. Today I am healed. Today I have hope. Today, I remember the time when I lost my leg. I wanted to die. I said, Lord, why do you keeping me here? I'm like a garbage. Like, who can use me? Where should person can look the man of my youth that I have married? He left me. Who can now do all these things? But God restored me. You know, my man of God, people used to say, woman of God, you are more beautiful now. You have two legs. Now you have one leg than you had two legs. I'm going to show you the restoration that God can do in someone. The restoration. He's the God restores. So sometimes you go through whatever, but God has a reason, and it's for a season.
What the enemy meant it for evil, Uthixo has a way of turning it around.
That brings
glory to his name.
Amen.
So grateful and honored to have such a woman of your caliber. After all that you went through, but yet you are still standing. We are so grateful for that. I've got 1 minute. Just want you in this 1 minute to do your closing remarks, be it you want to encourage, you've already encouraged Dashnje for 1 minute, encourage Umphulaphuli that is listening to you right now.
Thank you so much. And first of all, I would like to thank you, Budlungelo, for giving me such time. It's an honor and privilege to me. I don't take this for vain. I really appreciate it. Thank you, man of God. And to the listener that is listening there, I want you to know that there is God in heaven. There is God in heaven. He sees and he knows. And he knows everything.
Yeah.
If you can just believe and trust in him. Sometimes, you know, men of God, things may be like there's no solution, there's no answer. You see things is dark, but know that God has your back.
Yeah.
In all my life, sometimes I thought things, but God has my back all the time.
Yeah.
So I want them to know that there is God in heaven. They must never, never give up on God.
Wow.
They must never, never lose hope on God.
Wow.
When I always talk to people, when they said, you know, I say, people, when before you want to give up on God, sit down and look what you have. You have something that I don't have, that I'm grateful, you're supposed to be grateful. You have two legs. I don't have a leg. I wish I could have that leg. Before you can insult God and whatsoever, but think what you have. Count your blessings and know that God will never leave you or not forsake you.
Wow. Thank you very much, gracious grace. And we really trust and believe in that which God has planted in your heart. And may we see you again
in
studio live.
Amen.
We can see you, T. There's a lot that you want to share. But because of time, we will definitely schedule an interview where we can give you an ample of time for you to share your journey with our listeners. And thank you very much. And we wish you all of the best in your music career and in your ministry. We salute you for sacrificing Sunday and be a blessing. Kubaphulaphuli bethu. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Amen. We'll talk then on WhatsApp. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Wow. Being a gracious grace. Hello, Mfundini. Sixela kabanzi malunga ke nohambo lwakhe lwezomculo wokholo. Kanti ke ngoku masiye ke engomeni ayanda shange esithi wenza kanjani.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.